Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, you're the best friend that I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true.
How are your feelings today? Welcome to Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Yeah, you're my best friend. Did you know that? Which one of you wants to be my best friend? Raise your hand.
We could take turns.
Really? And who's going to start today? You?
All right, fine.
All right, Jennifer can be my best
Jen's
friend.
Jen's going to be the longest, so she gets first dibs.
Can you get me one of those necklaces? I don't know if you know this, Dougie, but when you were besties with someone in grade school, they had these little heart-shaped necklaces that cracked in half, and you got a half, and then your bestie got a half.
No.
Can we get those?
Really? Yeah. Do they sell them at K Jewelers?
Probably, but you can get them at Kmart if you want. Yeah. We don't have to spend a lot of money.
Really?
Right.
Okay, so K Jewelers, number of women have been on Facebook with information complaining about K Jewelers' repair practices. Rings taken back to the jeweler to be fixed or resized have come back with more damage than they had on them when they brought them in. Or sometimes they get lost, they don't even come back at all. Here's a woman who was engaged. Isn't June is marriage month, right? Isn't June?
June's a big wedding month.
Bride
month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So one woman sent her ring in to be resized, and 3 weeks later, when she hadn't heard anything, Kay told her that her custom designed ring had disappeared. They didn't inform the police. Instead, they made a replica of the ring.
Oh, no.
But the diamonds used in the second version were not the same quality. What a bunch of dummies. What do you think? Somebody's not. I don't know anything about this stuff. You tease me all the time. I remember Roberta used to tease me about cubic zirconium, and I wouldn't know the difference. I'm one who thinks that diamonds are ridiculous, but that's just me.
There you know, most you of should the women. Probably not work for K Jewelers with the tagline, diamonds are ridiculous. No, but that's a huge deal. Imagine. Okay, so, most men, what do they always say? It's 2 months' salary, but most men, let's be honest, spend even more than that, more than they can afford. And they get this, beautiful testament for their future wives. And then the wives accept it, and it becomes a symbol of this person's, of this couple's love. And then they go to the jewelry store to get it sized, and that ring gets lost at the jewelry store. I have a hard time thinking that you could take it off and say, I'll see you in 6 weeks, because that's, I don't know.
Isn't a ring, K Jewelers has their problems no matter what.
And they also own just another and another thing too, K Jewelers, which I did not know until recently, until all this kept coming up, they also own Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Oh, do they?
And not the Subway spokesperson.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, well, they might as well. And Jared Jewelers is having a lot of problems where they're swapping people's stones out, where people have gone and had the ring appraised. They took it to Jared. They got it fixed. They came back, and they've got a different center stone. So K Jewelers and Jared is in a lot of hot water, and it's only going to get worse.
Even if you don't care about diamonds or, jewelry that much, if you're paying for a ring, you should be able to. You should be getting what you're paying for, and not stones that are worthless. That's terrible.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
I see what you're saying, Dougie. You're saying a ring is just a ring, and that's true.
A moment of happiness, and that's.
But still, the ring symbolizes something, and it would be like if you turned in your car.
Exactly.
And
you read my mind.
It came back without the tires that you had.
No. I'm not. There's two different issues.
Stereo
here.
System.
He takes his Range Rover in, and he gets a Ford Fiesta. Right. Like, oh, here you go. You won't notice the difference.
I take offense to
but
that.
But it's the same color.
It's the same color.
They're both yellow.
They both have
wheels.
With the problem K Jewelers is having, I just wonder out loud often, and I've had this with to the chagrin of some of the people that I've been close to, the momentary happiness that you get from a big stone or something that is glam. I'm not good at buying jewelry.
Keep in mind, this is not momentary happiness.
Yeah.
We look at our ring. I mean, this is a ring that never leaves your finger for the most part, except when you're at a nightclub. It never leaves your finger.
It's not momentary.
It stays with you. I mean, and it's almost like a symbol that, hey, look, we're willing to work for it and you're willing to work for it. And sometimes men's willing to work for it has to hit him in the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Well, How much attention do you suppose, how much value would a ring from Johnny Manziel have as a person?
Oh, well, he could probably afford a nice, well, he used to be able to afford
a
nice ring.
I don't know, could he? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it might smell like Jack Daniels or something. I
oof.
Don't know.
Yeah. So there's a business of, speaking of rings and that sort of thing, yesterday we started talking about Ashley Madison and edit your comments, Doug. How the people who run it are maybe out of touch a bit.
Oh God! You know, I actually just looked at their Twitter page, and they were advertising that they're changing. They're going down a new road, and that they had a picture of their new CEO. And I was like, who would want to be the new CEO and have a picture posted of them? I would run the other
way. The new CEO said yesterday, "We certainly feel that the Ashley Madison brand can be repositioned to what? Garbage collectors? Yeah. What do you?
I mean,
how are you
going to
reposition?"
What? If you're going to have an affair, you better work for it. What happened to the good old days when you used to try to bag your secretary? I mean, why do you have to go online, you know? I mean, I'm not going to be naive and say that people don't have affairs, but to facilitate affair having, it's just, ugh, gross.
So who uses it, though? Well,
apparently a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of politicians.
Are there women? Yeah, I mean, the women, men...
There are women, sure. Yeah, no. But there were a lot more men than women, and that's why I think
so
they had
they
to
get
admit
matches
to using
if there's
fembots.
More men than women.
They use fembots. They
what
use
does that
the
mean?
Fake profiles that are women.
Kind
they
of like
fembot,
on Tinder.
Like literally like a robot that's pretending to be a woman talking to them online.
And then, so what happens when they want to meet him?
Well, then that's a problem.
I guess. I remember how much time we used to spend on Oscar.
Baby, you smell so good, just like metal.
This is like the breaks from the
all of a sudden, you go out for a little rendezvous, and the maid from the Jetsons rolls in.
Here's Joan Jetson. Oscar Pistorius got 6 years in the slammer yesterday.
I don't know why we're still talking about him. The justice system in other places is so bizarre. Like, uh-huh. I mean, I know ours is deeply flawed at times. But, man, this guy's getting in. I mean, he's going through court cases again and again and again and again. And for often the girlfriend, I mean, 6 years.
But it's taken him 3 years to get this far.
Yeah. And
he was given three months and he got out, or 6 months or something. And he got out, and then the judge said, that's not enough time.
It's not enough.
Back.
And then he had to go back. And then he showed up in court without his prosthetic things on.
That was so weird.
So that he would look more sympathetic to the judge.
That's like when Bill Cosby shows up walking around on a cane like he's this feeble little old man who could never harm a fly. That's his whole look
right,
now.
Speaking
really
of that, Twitter
that
and social media in general are all aghast with yet another white police officer shooting a black man in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, confrontation outside a convenience store. The cell phone video seems to not support what the police have said. This guy was shot while he was pinned to the ground. Officers said they were responding to a caller who said the man had threatened him with a gun. They got there, the guy's gun was in the back of his shirt, and he was on the ground when he was shot. He didn't have access to his gun. Is that true? Is that basically?
Well,
the
I'm just looking at a
summary
thing
of what
my phone just blew up from USA Today breaking news, and it says an autopsy shows Alton Sterling died of multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back.
So he got shot in the front and the back.
Here's the thing. Then that proves that there was probably some wrongdoing, because you don't get shot from the front and the back if you're pinned down. The back would indicate that you're going somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking to see what the,
All right. Food for thought. And
yet another mess.
It's hard to comment on these until we know exactly what happened.
It's so dangerous
to throw gasoline on the fire until you actually know.
Yep, I agree 100%. So we'll move on. 16 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morris, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Dying wish honored or a supreme waste of a perfectly good shovel head? If we had to explain, you wouldn't understand. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bill Stanley's family purchased 3 burial plots next to the gravesite of Mr. Stanley's longtime wife. A huge hole was dug in the ground and filled with a 9-by-11-foot concrete tank. Inside a stout plexiglass box sat Bill astride his bought new 1967 Harley-Davidson electric glide motorcycle, securely strapped down for Bill's ride into eternity. Dying wish honored or a supreme waste of a perfectly good shovel head? Hey, if we had to explain, you wouldn't understand. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams, they're pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear, all dreams are harmless.
Good night all, and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick? To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
19 past the hour. I'm chuckling about our... We've been threatening to do this for years here, Jennifer.
I know.
Do get the real, what we call real and radio.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara uncensored, right?
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah.
The after show.
We should make a podcast out of that. Just call us off mic.
Yeah.
DJV off mic.
I'm on my Facebook page, and one of the people who I'm friends with is my, she's not really a blood relative, but she's the wife of the fellow who's my cousin, Doug Morton. You've heard me talking about him.
You're named after his dad, right?
I was named after his father, right?
Yeah.
There's always the story about when we get to a point, we were at a wedding. His son's name is Dudley. My name is Dudley.
Good Lord, there are too many of you running around.
His name is Doug Douglas. And so when people would call out Doug, he and I would both respond. Mm-hmm. When people call out Dudley, his son and I would respond.
Wow.
I went to see him a few months ago when I was in Denver because he's really had a horrible, horrible, horrible case of Alzheimer's and dementia. And Marilyn has posted on their Facebook page that the hospice nurse told her that he was transitioning to die. Hmm. So... it's sad terrible. When it comes close to you, but you see the horror that is Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah.
And I found something, the good side of that is, if you like maple syrup, apparently there's some research out today that suggests maple syrup is good for you. If you eat a lot of maple syrup, you won't get Alzheimer's or dementia.
Probably not great for your diabetes,
really?
But
keeping you from getting Alzheimer's. 21 after the hour.